whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 231. Today is Saturday, August 29th, 2020. I am your host, Lita. Joining me as my co-host this week is the lady, the shark, the woman, my SFAM, right here, Chris. Welcome, howdy.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
And it is our fifth anniversary show. So chat room, thank you for being here. Listeners, anyone who will be listening, this is our fifth anniversary. Oh, my lordy. Who would have thought? 29th of August 2015 was the very first episode. So 5 years later, on the same date, 29th of August, we are doing the fifth year anniversary show. So pretty special. So again, I know, damn, where did the time go, Niecy? I know, it's like, what? It's a bit crazy. So thank you all for joining us on the fun and the journey and all of the bits and pieces. There's, as you can see, we've done, for those listening, obviously you can't see, but for those watching on the video or in the chat room, we did a nice sparkly fireworksy backdrop and some balloons and a cake, just to celebrate all of that. So but not only that, I did happen to whip up something yesterday while I was baking. So just, here we go. So I didn't bring sparklers in because I thought it's probably not the best way, but I've got five cakes.
Those are adorable.
I got four little cakes and a big cake. So this is to celebrate. No, I am not eating them all during the show. They are it's basically a chocolate and peanut butter cupcake with a caramel buttercream topping. This is what I made yesterday. So this was fun. And it was actually good. I used this black cocoa. Who would have thunk that there was a black cocoa? And it's come out quite nice. So that's in celebration for today. So sorry, I can't share it all with you guys. I would if I could. You know that.
So, no, but you have made us all drool.
Yes. And they are tasty, I must admit. I could probably just refine it a little bit. Yes. So I'm the hostess with the mostess. Oh, thank you. Thanks, sir. That's very sweet. Now, I did also want to mention that for those that do subscribe on Twitch, you may have noticed some new little icons. I don't know if you've noticed them, but we got
just a lot of it.
Just a little lot, yeah. So we got, yep, got a couple of things done. And have to say huge thank you to Russ for helping out with getting those sorted. So we have got a different one for each level, and if you can see if you're subscribing, you'll see what there is, but they all reflect across the challenges and the different types of challenges that we have. So, so Chris, I think you've got the, is that the Tin Man?
Mine says 24 month subscriber, 1 year badge.
Yeah. So yours is the little, yours should be the little Tin Man. So yeah, so Dave's will be the Dave's. Looks like you've got the 3 month, which will be the pacifist one. So yeah, there's a couple of different things that I've just added in, and again, just to celebrate and have something new for the channel. So so yeah, it's all, you know, it's all a work in progress, guys. It's, you know, but if you've got any thoughts, like, hit me up for them and let us know. Mrs. Jarming's here. Hi. Look, I think she's got the, that should be the, I think that was the working man, the hammer. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, there's a couple of different ones. So again, welcome and thank you, and thanks for all the support, guys. We really appreciate it. All right, so I know that you guys are not just here for the 5th anniversary show, obviously, but we have been doing something else the last, you know, month, which is the WoW Challenges fashion show for 2020. And yeah, so we're going to talk about that and show our entries. So we got some entries, and again, thank you all to that sent some entries in. We do appreciate it. Okay, so we had fun, didn't we, Chris, sorting this out?
We did.
We have had fun sorting. You and I make a such a wicked
dangerous team.
dangerous, wicked troublemakers, you know.
That's about it.
Exactly. So anyway, we're going to see, let's see if Lita completely doesn't muck this up. Okay, there's our runway. We've got our runway. Hey, all right, so We're going to start off with our Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020 Grey White Edition. Okay, so the first one, who's the first one that we've got? And well, do you want to read that for me?
And first one we have is Niecy on her Iron Challenger Grumpy Soul.
Bear with me, that's not Niecy. Let me change this over to, why won't it come to this? Okay, let's go, that's the wrong one, and that should be
the little tall for her.
That's a little tall for you, yes, that's all right. As I said, I had to play around and I had things set up, and I didn't want everything to like speed play. So I'm trying to manually do it with what we've got. So yeah. All right, there we go. We've got Grumpy Soul. Awesome. Let me put this over here so I don't muck that up. Okay, so we have got what I didn't put in. Okay, so there's Grumpy Soul. Let's go have a look. Let's open and have a look at what we've got. Niecy looking very stylish there. So again, appreciate that. So I noticed we have got, we've got the embroidered armor, which is always classy. Always classy. So I'm going to hang on. I'm going to bring up this next one. There we go. There's a bit closer shot, which shows what she's wearing. So again, thank you for sending the screenshots in, guys. Really appreciate it. But super cute. Love the hat. Always got, you know, it's nice to have the hat on. Looking very stylish there. So thank you. All right. So now, Nisi sent in, said that things weren't matching. So hopefully is everything coming up? Kind of looks like an 80s pimp.
That's what my passy looks like, too. We're wearing the same set.
I was going to say, it's only because Hooster's been hanging out with. We'll see that in a minute. So, very, very cute, Nisi. Looking good. Looking very, very swish there. I love that set. Great set for casters. And that's the embroidered set is a vendor gear, isn't it?
So, yes.
Secrets.
And it's purple. What more could you want than purple?
Looking good. Looking very stylish. Absolutely. Okay. All right. So, thank you, Nisi. Thank you very much for that one. All right. So, next off, we have got, let me see if it goes across. Yay! We have got Fair of Viola. Do you want to read what Fair sent in for me? And I'll get the link.
Absolutely. So, Fair Viola's theme is blues and violets, and the Blue Apprentice Mage set is the basis of the outfit. She added the Mystic's shoulder pads to match and picked up a warrior's cloak for its pattern of blues and violets. She carries a blue sparkler and is otherwise unarmed. Sometimes she prefers carrying beautiful wildflowers, but the sparkler is fun.
Sparkler's good. That's very cute. Now, that is of links for anyone who wants to have a squiz, can have a look. And I've also got the other, hang on, just as I said, bear with me, guys. I'm trying to do multiple things at once. And that should be, that's a bit more of a close-up of Fair's tune. Looking good. Very super cute. Very cute. Ready for the Ren Fair. It does look like that, doesn't it? Very, very cute. So thank you. Thank you, Fair. That's awesome. All right. Okay. So then we have got, let's have a look. We have got, yay! This will be Zaya's.
I love this caption, like the shot. Fabulous.
It is. It's a fabulous. Looking fab. All right. So what have we got from, what did Zaya send in? Let's have a look. Okay. I'll paste that one. All right. Zaya says, here is my new passy, almost all starting gear with new boots and gloves. I think it goes very well with my hair color. You know what, you guys, you know, a lot of times I think, no, the guys aren't going to be into it, but you know what, they're fashion, a bit of a fashion diva as well. So it's nice to exactly. See. Thank you, Zaya. Thank you. Appreciate that. You look very super cute. And hang on. And for some reason, it's decided to reset. Go back across. Because
I like, though, how the pose is. She's getting ready to, you know, switch somebody. And it's a pacifist.
Mm-hmm. And it's passy. Absolutely. That looks good. All right. So hang on. No. Hang on. Leader's playing around with controls. So just bear with me. We're just going to scroll through. Looking. Oh, there we go. Everyone's looking pretty. Okay. Okay. So, and then we had one more entrant. And I think we can see what we've got. Look who this one would happen to be. Wonder who this is, sir. Okay. So hanging out with Olga. Stir said the subcategory was best dressed wenches in Azeroth. I did crop it down a little bit. So, you know, it looks like you two are hanging out, having fun. Awesome. So very cute. Love it. Love it. Okay. So, it's your Toon's Pimpster. A lot of fun. So, again, you know, you guys blew me away just by sending in some entries, and they are very, very cute. Super cute. Most definitely. So thank you guys for doing that. All right. Well, we have got four to choose from. Four.
I think are we missing one?
For the white gray?
Peas would be white gray because he's a pacifist.
Oh, I put it in the wrong section then, didn't I? Because I'm a chook. Of course I did. Why was I thinking it was green? I am a chook. Periton, nope. Apologies. All right,
one more.
We have got one more. All right, just bear with me 2 secs while I get this up. I don't know. Why was I thinking it was green? I am such a...
I hope
a...
not. Otherwise, blame Chris's run is over.
That's hilarious. All right, can you pop up Periton's for me? And I'm going to... Lucky I have everything right here at my fingertips. So, where is it? Right here.
Yes, I do have his description.
Excellent. Okay. All right, so we should have... let me go... through them. That's fair. Zyaster. And there we go. Okay. We are there. All right. So, okay. And awesome name. All right. You can talk. And Paradon. So we got 5. There we go. All right.
I know. And he'll blame Chris.
Blame Chris. Love it. Best name. Ever.
Blame Chris, being a monk, he wanted to stay in tune to his roots and therefore kept the majority of the starting gear. He updated the boots and the gloves to a lighter brown and blue to match his hair, but he wanted the monk belt to be the focus. So it's a subtle, but at a glance, you can tell it's a monk.
Nice. That is awesome. That looks so good. All right, hang on. I'm just copy and pasting because that's what Lita does. And probably stuffed up the document. Excellent. Well, very nice. They all look fantastic. You guys rock. Look at them. Most stylish. All right. Well, now, okay, let's go. We'll go once more through. Let's have a look at our tunes again and see. So we have got Grumpy Soul. We've got Nisi's. So we've got looking cute over there, and that's what she's wearing. We have got Fez, Night Elf, and it's a slightly closer look. Looking very stylish over there. And we have got Zaya's new passy. We have got Stir hanging out with Olga. And we have got Periton's Blame Chris pacifist tune.
I always blame Chris.
Awesome. All right. So we have got... They all look so good, guys. All look so very super cute. Seriously. Oh, what are we going to do for a winner? Everyone looks amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, you know what? I think we will just do, I'll make an executive decision for everyone. How about I'm going to give you all a pet. That's the decision right now. So I know I am just, I'm being naughty, but at the same stage, it is the 5th anniversary show. And I have to say to you guys for doing this. It was amazing. So thank you. So it makes no difference. I'm going to give you all a pet from the Blizzard store. So if you can let Chris know which pet you would like, then we will get that sorted. I will get that sorted. That is from me to you guys to say thank you so much. And so therefore, you're all winners. And that goes right through. You all get one. So thank you. Okay? So little hearts. Congrats to you all.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Happy anniversary. Exactly. So it is so hard to pick them, which one would be winner. Because I think you've all done fabulous jobs. They really look so good. I love Peridon's with the monk. It's so traditional. It looks so good. Fairs, I love the color. I'm a sucker for purple. Seriously. So, you know, until I have to say, so again, thank you. You've all done so awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right. So what we're going to do, I can do that. I can do what I want.
You can do whatever you want to, woman.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to now swap over. So bear with me because Lita's playing around with stuff. And, you know, it's always fun to play around with stuff. So let's see if I can get this right. If we go... All right. So now we're going to go into our Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020, the green edition. So we had a couple entries for that, and might help if we can show them. Okay, here we go. So the first one we have got, and this is Anisi sent one in. This is Soul Snuggles. This is the one I struggle with every single time. I'm always afraid I'm going to say something, pronounce it really bad. I don't know why. Oh, why didn't that come up? That didn't come up properly. What have I done? I've got one thing in there that I should... different one. Hang on. You had trouble. I had... Oh, was that different? Oh, well, it's still like same. Same. It's like... Snuffleupagus. That's what it is. Double S's. Words are hard, Lisi. Thank you. Words are hard. We all know that Lita has lots of word problems at the best of times. So, all right. So we have got, there we go, looking super cute. And that's a close-up of the tune. Words are hard, absolutely. So, looking very, very stylish over here. So, let's bring that up. And we have got... What is Lita doing? Doing it live, folks. Page not found. Page not found. All right, give us a sec. We will sort out. What did I do with the... don't know why the page isn't coming up. Nothing like something not working properly. Thank you, Nisi. No, I just opened up your wrong email, because that would be how I roll. Right. So that was... Right. Excellent. Yes. Got it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we have got this character looking very, very super cute, as we know. Looking good. Thank you very much. And a troll. Nice to see a hoardy in there. We do appreciate that. I don't know why that one didn't come up, but anyway, I'll put that there. Ah! All right, so looking good. Now, we did have another one, and that would be, let me have a look. So we've got Fez sent one as well. So we have got, multitasking. Some days, you know how you just can't multitask for the life of you. Oh, Lita, what are you doing? All right, so this is Farron, Fair's Green Man, Night Elf Mage. So she, Fair wrote in and says, since she is not a pacifist, I needed her outfit to remind me of her Green Man challenge and is built around a forest green robe. There's a story there. She was using this appearance as a transmog, so I needed to find it for her to acquire. There are two quest rewards that have this appearance, neither of which she had completed. Doing the first one in Ashenvale was easy enough since she's in her mid-90s, but the reward turned purple when it was awarded. Oh no! Not at all helpful. The other quest chain was in Wetlands, and I was almost afraid to turn it in, hoping it would stay green, and yay, it did. She's wearing it as Steel Brew's old robe. She didn't like any gloves, helm, or cloaks with it. Normally hides them and barely tolerates the shoulders. Since her preferred staff appearance was that of a prohibitively expensive item, she's carrying an offhand stave with a similar green jeweled appearance. Wow.
She is adorable.
Super adorable. And that should be the close-up. Looking very cute. And I love it. That is such a good way to do it. Like what you're wearing as a green man. Absolutely. You know, we have to give ourselves reminders, don't we? This is your green tune. This is your blood. This is your iron. Yes. That's why I put mine in my name, because otherwise it just becomes a man. It becomes, yes. Passy is a mage as well. You've got a few mages. I did notice that, Fair. Well, she looks super, super cute. So again, let's have a look. We have got Nisi's. And again, you're both winners anyway, so you... It's all good. You both win, and we love you for doing this. Again, heart you both. So
what a great lady.
Looking amazing. There we go. I'm so glad that you got a bummer about the purple, though. It's always the way. It's always the way. Oh, so funny. Funny in that, ha, 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 damn you, Blizzard. Like, you know, where you're just sitting there just going, Murphy's Law. God damn it. Yeah, exactly. Wow. looks amazing. So thank you. Thank you both, Nisi and Fair. That is super, super cool. And we did get, and let me hide this one. All right. And then we did get an entry for our Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2020. And you know what? Again, this is, we've got from Ferris Sky, Pacifist Night Elf Rogue. So do you want to read what Fair sent in? Fair needs to get a life.
Yes.
No, I Fair. You don't need to get a life. We love you. Thank you.
I love this story. So Ferris Guy is a pacifist, unarmed, carrying a single elegant Strathholm lily, wearing the Heliscan pants and jacket set with dress shoes and a socially correct red Defias mask. Her quote-unquote blood-splattered cloak is a bit of a whimsical touch for a pacifist such as herself. She loves it for the color, honestly, and says she has nothing to do with any blood splattering. I love that story.
That is such a great story. And there's the close-up. Looks awesome. Love, love, love. You guys rock. You did so well. We just, you know, blew us away. She loves being festive. Nice. Super cute. And the Haliskin set, like, it always looks good. I know that every now and again, I think I normally wear that Leda pops that on when she does. We do a couple of remembrance days for the guild. That's a big, you know, to pay tribute and remembrance to those that we've lost. And that's quite often the suit that I'll put Leda in to go over to the Shrine of the Fallen. And pay my respects. So yeah, very, very cool. So again, thank you very much, guys, for doing that. And again, you know, you're all getting a pet because, one, we love you and appreciate you for doing and taking the time. So you're yeah. all winners. And as much as I know I could say, just be like, no, we'll pick the one from each category. You guys all rock. And it is our 5th anniversary, and I do what I want. So I'm going to give you all a pet to say thank you. Thank you for doing this. And, you know, in my heart and in Chris's heart, we know you guys are all winners. So thank you. Thank you for doing this. We do appreciate. So grats to you all. But this was the whole thing, was to remind people that there are some very, very cool outfits out there. Okay. So don't forget, you can bling up. Your challenge tune can be a bit of a fashion diva. It's okay. You've just got to explore that within the realms of what they can wear. So, yeah, it's been fun seeing them. So again, thank you guys. We appreciate it. So looking good. All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad I get to make all your days happy. So happy, happy. Enjoy your pets. Call it fashion diva, whatever. Pick a name for it. So, but we do appreciate it. It was hard to get quest reward gear on a VT. Yeah, you can understand that, Zaya. Absolutely. Mind you, you could always say, well, you did, you know, a VT can sell a lot of greens and therefore get a lot of money. You could buy it from the auction house if you had enough money, you know. Because we know we can't quest, so yeah. Drops are good. Drops are always good to have as well. So again, thank you guys. Super, super cool. All right, so what we might do is, let me put this one back on. And we might get that to have a little scroll through. Let me put that on a different scrolling time, because I had it on like it will never stop. So we might do that at a, hang on, if Leda can figure out how to change it. Let's not make it 3,000 seconds, Leda. That's probably not the way that we want to go. Okay. Doesn't want to change. It doesn't like me, guys.
It worked last week.
I know it did. Why is it not working today? Oh. Okay. Don't mind me. All right. We will just let that. It's okay. Leader's having a senior moment, people. It's all good. All right. So, again, congratulations, everyone. And thank you for taking part in our little bit of fun that we had. We do appreciate it. So yeah. All right. How's your week been? Crazy?
I know you'd be shocked when I say work.
What?
I know. Chris doesn't work. Chris doesn't work ever. You know, okay, so it is the funniest thing, because now that Pacifist hit 120, I'm like, mm-hmm. what do I do in the morning? Because that was my thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I get up in the morning, I message you, I have my coffee, I work on Pacifist. Well, she dinged. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So, you know, I have my little baby one, but here we've already got our date of when it comes out. Shadowlands and all that, and I'm like, dude, how much can I possibly get done before the pre-patch? Not a lot. I work too much. So I think I've made like 9 new tunes this week of regular tunes, which is ridiculous. Like today I started out with Football, who is my Blood DK on Alliance side. I made Icy, who's a Frost DK Horde side. I'm like, well, I don't have an Alliance Frost DK. Let's make one. So I named her Iceberg. And I'm like, I know. Well, it's like now I have a Blood DK. No, what is it? I have a Warrior named Arms, who's actually Fury. And then I have a DPS Demon Hunter, who's named Tank. So I keep, I know. So I just keep, Arms, Crazy. And Crazy is now my Warrior guru, because he's taught me. I've never played Warrior, really. Man, they're OP. This is so much fun.
Nice.
So I'm doing stuff that I haven't done, you know, like leveling the Warrior and a Rogue. Oh, my goodness. because everything's going to change, and I'm... We're trying to get our visions done with the masks, and I'm running out of time to do anything normal and running out of time for anything challenge WoW. So I just feel like I'm in a holding pattern, because I just don't have enough time to do all the things I want to do.
It's a crazy time, absolutely. And I mean, we will talk about that in a minute. They have released when Shadowlands is dropping, and if you have not seen that new cinematic, oh my god, I think I've only watched it 15 times so far. Only 15. Only. I've not watched it today, which is a shocker, because I've just, every time I watch it, I'm just like... go and check that out. But there's a lot that's going to happen in the next couple months. A lot. So I can totally understand that, you know, for some people, absolutely, it, you know, to take a bit of a step back and have a bit of a breather and recharge the soul and, you know, all of that, and get ready for when Shadowlands hits, because it's going to be interesting. Yeah. So I can totally understand that. But seriously, you and your freaking names. How? You are on a high pop server. How?
I know.
How?
I will not give up, though, until I get a relevant name. I mean, the only ones I really have that aren't real is, like, to me, Nort, and anybody who's around me, Norts is a word. Yeah. You know, it's just snort with the S chopped off.
Yeah.
So my hunter's name is Norts, but, you know, everything else, like mage is portal and football and eternity and, you know, icy, everything has to be a real word. So I will not give up on a name until I have a real word name.
Yeah. Nice. No, that is just amazing. I just want to come and rub you. You must have good luck. Like, I just, you're like my genie. Just going to rub you and just get some good luck. So, come on, Lotto. Awesome. Well, that's good. You've been busy in and out of game, which is always fun. Let's not talk about IRL. Yeah, anyway, calm. This is calm space later. Calm space. Okay. All right. What have I done? I've done nothing. Me? Yeah, never. I just want to rub you that.
I farted.
Oh, my God. Oh, different traffic. Thanks, Sneezy. Oh, anyway. Okay, so what I have done this week, I've done a couple of things. So I did get to play my pacifist, my Tauren Druid, and she hit 95. So I got a couple levels on her.
Yay!
Getting there slowly. She is doing a bit of cooking, not really so much herbing or mining, more archaeology. And can I just say archaeology on a druid? Wow. Can I have the rogue back, please? I just want to sap things and vanish. But on
yep, none of that.
Super, super, trying to be super, super careful on the druid. So we hit 95, which is good. But I did get out my working man and thought, okay, if there's another chance of maybe getting another tune to max before, I don't know, there's too much to do, probably not now, but I've been playing my gnome hunter, my working man tune, Blue Leta E, which is my fifth one because I keep killing them. Anyway, she hit 69 last night and I was trying to push for 70, but you know that you just, rule number one, leader, you don't play when you're tired. And I was pushing to try and make 70 for today. And I was, the eyes were tired last night and I'm like, no, log off. So I think I've got about 5 bars to go to hit 70 and haven't had time. So it's just like, nope. Nope, you know what? She'll be 69. So happy with that. I think I've got about, I think we did about 12 levels. So she's been, guess where she's been since I hit 60, Chris?
Oh.
Since I hit 60. Not 64.
Did you go with 60?
60. I've been you in Shalazar. Shalazar. I haven't gone round and round. And I tell you what, Shalazar at 60 is very scary because they are red mobs. So I had to be very picky, very choosy. She is a hunter and There is, and she's a gnome, so there is no Shadow Meld or anything like that. Yeah, just,
oh.
yeah. So, and it's not a problem. You know, there is places that you can go to get herbs and the all that are away from mobs. But again, you've got to pick your spots. I did though last night is my pussycat. He did pop up in Shalazar and I got to tame him. So I'm super, super happy. I got my cute kitty. So,
oh my gosh, Grant.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him a few days ago when I think I was sitting on about 62 or something. And I'm like, no, I can't get him. So yeah, last night I came around one of the bends to one of the spots that I know that he can be at, and it's in line with where I travel for, you know, the herbing and mining route anyway. And I see this yellow and I'm like, he's up, yay. So
please don't just be my pet.
Yeah. And I'm like, I could kill him, which probably may not have gone really well, but I'm like, no, as much as the XP would be awesome, I'm like, no, I'm gonna have my pussycat. So yeah, so I was really excited about that because I was like, yay. And I did get Gondria actually from Zoldrak a couple of days when I hit 65. Once I hit 65, I took off and got him. So that was, so I did have the spirit beast up until, but yeah, when Luck was there, I was like, nope, swapping, swapping. Gondry is nice. Yes, yes. I mean, I love, look, I am, you give me a lion, you give me a cat, you give me a leopard, a lion, a jag, like you give me one of those big pussy cats. I am a Leo and I just love having them. So to have one of those as my pet is always good. I used to love go chasing for the rake over in Mulgore when I was Alliance. Way back in the day, like talking about challenges before even WoW challenges would have been around. Remember when we used to twink things back in vanilla? Twinks,
yes.
Back in the day. Yep, I had a night elf hunter and had to run all that way over to get the rake, because the rake was the best pet in the game back then. That was a
I still
long
have my
run.
Level 19 twink on my account.
Yeah, I think I did a couple expansions ago. I think I stopped. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't think she's 19. I think I might have taken up to the 29 bracket. But yeah, that's going way back. Yeah. And that was a long time. Oh my God, that's like what, 14, 15 years ago. My goodness.
We're aging ourselves.
What? I know, right? So yeah, so that's what I did. I've played that. However, I did do some beta testing. I'm not going to go into a huge amount because I want to have another beta discussion in a couple weeks' time and go into a bit more stuff. But I can tell you... I can tell you that what I have been testing on beta this week has not gone well. And by the words not gone well, meaning Lita has used a lot of very bad words at the screen. Because I have been testing to see how getting a so-called max level at the moment through into Shadowlands, going into the start of, which takes you into the Maw, how that will look. So, so what I want to do is I'm going to have more of a discussion in a couple weeks. As I said, there's, you know, they had new builds of various things with beta and PTR and stuff. And what I would like, if, again, if anyone's doing any of this testing and you want to, you know, let me know what you found, how you're finding it, please do. You can send me a message on Discord, send me an email. That's fine. I'm quite happy to to get some thoughts on it. But it looks rough. I have tested Warlock, Pally, Hunter the last couple of days, and it is looking very rough. So very, very rough. So we will see. As I said, there's lots more to test. We're getting there. There's so much to test, and there's only a couple of us that are doing it, so it makes it very hard to try and get right across the board. But yeah, we just want to let you know that we are trying to check all the bits and pieces, but it is it is very hard to do multiple things when you're just testing one character. So yeah, the more details, as Nisi says, the more details you can send me, the better, please, because I'm trying to collate all the information to work out how things are going to be. And it is not, again, the way things are going to be for Shadowlands, the way that we need to look at it as challenges, as all the various challenges, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, and the decisions that will be made are not being made lightly. So I'm trying to get as much information on as much of the classes, on as much of the, you know, the challenges as we can. So again, if you're doing any testing, if you're having to play around with stuff, let me know, write in, let us know. That would be awesome. It helps just to get other points of view from people. Don't forget, we have got in Discord, we have got the Shadowlands channel. So if you want to put any thoughts down in that as well, I do check that regularly to see what people's thoughts are. So please go forth if you're doing any, you know, testing at all, let us know. Alrighty, news. Where's my bumper? Over here. Let's have a look.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Hello, Rogue Slayer. Rogue Slayer was our very first guest back 5 years ago. There we go.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, it was Stone, myself, with our very first guest, which was Rogue Slayer. So Rogue Slayer, I'm sure she's listening. I don't know if she's in the chat room, but I'm sure if she's listening. Hi, Rogue Slayer! Mwah! Love you, sweetie. Hi. All of that. So, anyway. So, yeah, there was some news that dropped. If anyone does not know, Blizzard dropped when Shadowlands is hitting. So we have got the 27th of October, basically. 2 months. 2 months, guys.
Oh.
2 months, which means pre-patch. There was no date on pre-patch. Pre-patch, we're going to be thinking probably a month before that. I'm going to be thinking. So you know what? We're a month away from a pre-patch and 2 months away from a new expansion. Yeah! Wow!
Too soon, executives!
Yes. So, yeah, it's wasn't quite expecting so soon. If you have not seen the little cinematic that they put out, Taron Gregory and his team did an amazing, amazing little cinematic of that new, what would you call it? What's the vibe for it? It's like that drawn style. I'm sure there's a style. I'm not good with that kind of stuff, but just amazing. So if you get to go and have a look at it, go on to obviously Blizzard website, have a look. Wowhead shows it. Like, it's all over the place. You can definitely check it out. But they've got various ones that they're going to be. I think there's another three to come, and over the next couple of weeks. So exciting, but amazing. So if you get to have a look, go check it out. But yes, so Shadowlands officially to drop on the 27th of October, and that'll be it drops 10 a.m. Australian time. For us, yay. For others, it'll be 4 p.m. Pacific time on the 26th. Yes. So it's going to be depending on where. They even did a world map of the times of where everything drops, which is really awesome. I think, different times.
Because time zones are hard.
Time zones are hard. Absolutely. So, yeah. 2 months, guys. Oh, my lordy.
Oh.
What? It's crazy.
Not ready.
Not ready. Yes. So not prepared. We need more time.
I need to go back to the beginning of the expansion so I can get everything done that I should have done in BFA.
Mm-hmm.
I need Chromie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. It's just. I say this every expansion because I don't think I've ever got to the end of an expansion and just been like, sweet, I've done absolutely everything that I want to get done. I'm on top of everything. Right. I get to the end of it and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much to do.
Never am.
Oh, it's just like, so lots to do for those working on challenge. And don't forget, when the pre-patch drops, there's going to be so many changes. And that's going to come right through, which is going to majorly affect our challenge soon. So just remember. Yes.
I already started stripping my tunes.
Exactly, which I was just going to say, probably now is a good time to start getting used to stripping off your tunes, get all the clothes off them. When you log out, if you're not hopping on the toon for a while, be prepared, because if they change gear for quality, all of that kind of stuff, it has happened where you get flagged. We have had stuff that's gone from white to green. We've had greens that go to blues. We've had, that happen over the time. We've even had, it's not often that we have it go the other way where, a green becomes a white, but it normally goes the other way. So, remember add-ons. If you're using add-ons, absolutely. Candy buckets may be off the table this year. We don't know. Just need to remember, strip down your tunes. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Now, the other thing. So I think I said to you last week or the week before, I can't remember when it was, but I happened to pop over to a podcast called Scrubs versus the World. Sai invited me to come and have a chat about the WoW challenges and what we do over here and all of that fun stuff. So episode 30 is out. It got released a few days ago. And if you want to check it out go have a support, there's Sai, and check out the podcast Scrubs versus the World. So he was doing all kinds of things that you can do towards the end of an expansion and while doing a challenge tune. Was one thing he wanted to explore. As well as that, he started an Iron Man, an Orc Shaman. The last I saw yesterday, he was leveling that up. And he's got a little blog post over there as well, if you want to check it out and see how it goes. So hopefully I might be able to get him on in a couple of weeks' time and have a chat and see how his journey has been as a new player to the challenges and see how he's finding it. I think I would say, yeah, definitely a challenge from what I've read on the blog post. You know, a lot of people think, yeah, this isn't going to be bad. This will be fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So go check that out if you want to listen to me ramble more about this wonderful, wonderful community and all the things that we do over here at WoW Challenges. But it was good fun. It was lovely talking to Zai. He's a lovely guy, so that was great. Don't forget that the Trial of Style starts on the 31st and goes to September 4th. Not allowed for challenges. Just a reminder. I know, world events, all of those kinds of things. Some are good, some are not so good. This one, not good, not good. Stay away, okay? All right, my throat. It's good to see my throat still does not like too much talking.
It's gone.
It's like, all right, state of the challenges. Now, again, we know the state of the challenges is balked. The majority of the balking has to do with the API, the way Blizzard has changed the API, the way that the API reads. So if you log into a toon, it's going to reflect. At the moment, there is not a lot that we can do. It is not about coffee, Stone. Don't even. Coffee, hang on. Coffee is
my blood.
Exactly. So, no such thing as too much coffee. So just remember that if you log into a tone that you've not utilized for a while, it will pop up because this is the way that the API runs. Whether Elky will be able to somehow make code to allow for that, I guess, is something that we will need to find out. It's probably not likely, but you know, this is something that we will see. And of course, we've got a lot of changes coming with Shadowlands, so we do the best we can. So if it's balked, again, apologies if we miss you or if we say that you're flagged and you're not flagged. It's between Nisi and I trying to collate all this information. This takes a good couple of hours right before show to try and get this narrowed down to being as correct as we can get it. So apologies if we miss you. Apologies if we are giving the wrong thing, but we are only working with the information that we get for the challenges and what Blizzard API is giving off. So, yeah. So we did the best. We do the best that we can each week. And whether this will settle in the future, we will have to see. So, for now, let's have a look at irons. Chris, go for it. Take it away.
Irons, number 10. We have Grumpy Soul at 81. We have Femorosal at 82. Number 8, we have Yep Iron Man, level 94 RIP. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Number 7, we have Tanay at 95. Number 6, Gotta Shed at 95. Number 5 is Farrakessa at 97. Number 4 is Punter at 102. Number 3 is Stagster at 104. Number 2 is Ferroliric at 110. And number 1 is Contester, level 120. Huge congrats on our 22nd BFA Ironman champion and Stir's third max level iron, as well as max level working man. Third. Stir your beer.
Seriously, hang on. Amazing. Again, I'm just putting it out there, Stir. You know, blood, passy, green. You've got time. It's only 2 months until the, you know, till Shadowlands is here. No pressure. No pressure. But seriously, awesome. Awesome job. Congratulations, Stir. So happy for you. Alrighty. Bloods. Let's have a look. So at number 10, we have got Tanini at 41. 9 is Bloodrid at 43. 8 is Redthirst at 45. 7 is Raoul this week at 52. 6 is Murloc Clicker, I was going to say. Oh my goodness.
Murloc with a clicker.
Killer at 58. Oh, leader. Number 5 is Ensorcel at 66. 4 is Green Dragon at 69. 3rd this week is Blood Cell at 70. 2nd is Zaya Basie at 75. And number 1 was Bronze Dragon at 84 RP because of red flag for too many quests. No. Ooh. Ouchies, but still, Bloods. Well done. Well done. Alrighty. Passies. What do we got?
Yes, next we have our pacifist. Number 10 is Peacenik at 88. Number 9 is Zaya Paralia at level 90. Number 8 is Azzy Passy, 93, but yellow flagged for 1 kill and 1 killing blow. Number 7 is Passy Lita F at level 95. Number 6, Passy Jang, 100 RIP. Ouch. And also at 100 RIP in number 5 is Stir Passy. Ouch.
Ow! Oh,
oh, wow. Both of them.
I know.
So painful.
Yep.
Number 4 is Innocence at 104. Number 3 is Gentle Soul at 108. Number 2 is Ash Passy at 111. And number 1 is Fair Viola at 118.
Well, I'm not sure. Congratulations on the passies, and it's so good to see. Look at the, I mean, seriously, dudes, look at those numbers for the pacifists. Right. Amazing. Stir and Jang, I'm not sure what's going on with you guys. I hope this is not a new contest that you've decided to do between both of you, because, ow, not sure what happened, Stir. Don't know what happened, mate. Ow, so sorry, 100. I know you've made a new passy. It's 35. You're a freaking machine. Seriously, dude. Amazing. Both got killed by same mobs, wolves. Ow. Damn.
Oh.
So sorry. You and Jang, so sorry. Awesome, awesome achievement, though, you know, to get to 100. But so happy to hear that you've re-rolled at 35 already. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Yeah, it says that you're yellow flag, does he? So, not sure. It says one kill and one killing blow. So, whether it's balked, I don't know. I'm only going by what the site tells me from the information. So, if it is wrong, apologies, but I'm only going by that. So, okay, tins. Let's have a look. We have got 4 tins. We had at number 10, Agra Terra, which was level 40, red flag for professions and gear. 9 was, what is my family doing? I don't know if you can hear that, but sounds like elephants are right upstairs.
Maybe it's kangaroos.
It's like, guys, come on. Every Sunday. I don't know. Drop bear. That's it. Every Sunday. for like freaking, no, 5 years. You would think every Sunday morning. Don't like leave me alone. Please try and be as quiet as you can for a couple hours so I can do the show. But no. 5 years and we're still in there. Drop bears, yeah. Stone, you remember the stories I told you about those drop bears? That brings back so many. Oh, good times. Anyway, tins. Let's go back to tins. So at 9, we have got Tin Hunt 2 at 46. 8 is Super Brit at 46. 7 is Taku at 50, which is red flagged because the gear quality is too high. 6 is Iron Grimmy at 54. 5 is Fairy Shaman at 66. 4 is Ashley V at 78, red flagged for using an elixir. Ow, damn. 3 is Hunter Punk at 92. 2 is Ferritelli at 116. And 1 this week is Celery at 119. Damn. Like, if it's not Cell across stuff, Zaya's across stuff, Jang's across stuff, Nisi, Fair, like, you guys rock. Look at that. That's amazing. Alrighty. Yes, you remember it well. I was so mean to you at times, Stone. I apologize. You were mean to me too, though. Just saying, dude. You know. Alright, greens. What have we got?
Greens. We have number 10, Green Skies, level 83, RIP. Ow. Number 9, Completion, level 84, also RIP. Number 8 is Revenge at 85. Number 7 is Lore Keeper, 87, red flagged for killing blows too low. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is Soul Flame at 90. Number 5 is Sky Climber at 91. Number 4 is Cripple, 102 RIP. Number 3 is Green Demon at 107. Number 2, Execute at 114. And number 1, Ferro Verde at 118.
Nice. Obviously, commiserations, because hot damn. Lawkeeper should be green flagged. Okay, it was coming up as red flag, so. And again, you know, I'm only going by what that is. If it's supposed to be green flagged, then excellent. That is good. We like it when they're green flags, so awesome. Okay, so we have got Working Man. Let's have a look. Working Man this week, we have got at 9, we've got Costerel at 13. Number 8 this week is Blue Jeans at 17. It is yellow flag because the killing blows are too low, so get out there and kill stuff. 7 is Merquan? At 22, RIP. 6 is Ferrocalina at 49. 5 is Lurst at 50. 4 is Nikki, 57, RIP. 3 is Blue Lita at 69. 2 is Fairy Work at 87. And number 1 this week will be Not Nisi at 88. 8. Well done. All right, hit us with the teams.
We actually have some teams.
We have got teams.
So.
Teams is badly what? Borked. So,
and teams is borked. Did we mention the word borked yet? We're badly borked.
Borked.
Iron teams. Number 5, medium rare stakes, level 10, RIP though. Number 4 is Iron Bros at 31. Number 3 is World First Wipe at level 33. Number 2, Not Dying This Time, level 38. And number 1 is Iron Dad's, level 39. In our blood teams, we don't have any this week. Again, did we mention the list might be borked? And the green teams, we have three. We have number three is the Joybringers at level 25. Number two team, I really wish I spoke German, but the translation is Crane Places Must Be Compacted at level 35. And we have in first place, Never Give Up, level 103.
Exactly. Thank you so much for the bits, Anonymous. An anonymous cheerer. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you for the bits. Appreciate that. And again, we know that the teams are linking to wrong things and all of that. Elkie's looking at all of that on top of all the other stuff. Just a reminder, IRL stuff comes first and everything comes after that. So she's getting there. She's got to work out. There's a lot of code. I don't know if you guys realize. There is a lot of code out there for all of these challenge stuff. So she's, you know, she's making her way through trying to sort out website stuff, trying to sort out code. Don't envy her whatsoever, but we appreciate everything she's doing. So again, commiserations to everyone that we lost. It looked like a really rough week this week. Commiserations right across the board for everyone. Well done, though, to everyone who made it through, who has stayed flagged, especially to Stir, our newest Iron, our max level Iron Man. Congratulations, Stir, on a Hunter. What? Crazy. But congratulations. So happy. And I think Nisi's working on a write-up, which will be up in the next day or two. So yeah. Alrighty. Let's go. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
It's the Zots.
So good.
Alrighty. So as we always like to start our chit chat with, let us play the bumper for the man, the Azzy bumper. Here it is.
It's Azzy's pun.
Go for it.
So, did you ever hear about the Mexican train killer? He had locomotives.
Awesome.
Sounds like no. Very I thought cute. It was funny.
That's very cute. I don't know about gold, but yeah. Thanks, Ezzy. Hang on. Let me do my little. There we go. All right. So we also have one from Dave. So Dave says, why don't you want to fall for a tennis player? Love means nothing to them.
So true. And we got another note.
I just was like, I didn't even think about where this one was going. I seriously, it just, thanks, Dave. Hang on. 2 minutes.
You're very entertained.
Oh, thank you. All right. Appreciate it, guys. We do appreciate you sending them in. It's nice to have a nice little laugh and a chuckle. So thank you so much. Alrighty. We did have a question. What did we have this week?
We did. From Fate Accompli, we have, I want to know how to cancel the neck without getting red flagged in Battle for Azeroth. So Zaya answered and said, do not turn in the quest to the Heart of Azeroth. Just take the boat to get to Borealis or Dazal'alor. Boat to Borealis can be bugged. If Alliance can always go to Echo Isles and take the Horde boat, then fly to Zabala and to get to Borealis. But if you already turned in the quest, it auto-equipped your red flag permanently, which is a bummer because it also happened to Zaya.
Mm-hmm. So basically, how do you cancel it? The only way, don't do the quest. That's it. There's no way around it. Okay, so once you do that quest, it auto equips. Doesn't matter. There's no way. We've constantly asked Blizzard if they can, you know, allow not for these things to happen, but unfortunately not to be the case at the moment. So maybe they might change things when it becomes not the current expansion. You know, we can live to hope that maybe they will give us that option once Shadowlands comes out. But honestly, yeah, just it limits your questing. We know we know that from many that have done it. And as Zaya says, he has done it, so he does know, and it hurts. So yeah, so be very, very careful. Just stay away from that. Alrighty, okay, so what we might do is, now I've got to remember how to do it. So, Nisi did redeem some emote only for 2 minutes. So, hang on, let me get my timer. Let me set it up, because later we're going to change it to emote only. Only chat for 2 minutes. So go. I've got the timer on. There's the timer. 2 minutes. Go, 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 go. So thank you for redeeming, Nisi. Have mode only mode. Woo, woo, woo. So have a look. Do your emotes. What have we got? Oh, that's pretty. Oh, I like that. That's that's a good one.
My panic Murloc.
That's so cute. It's so good.
We use that especially for Iron Man streams.
I don't blame you. That's awesome. What's that one? Boom. Oh, I like the boom one. The boom one's good. Oh, there is so many cute ones, guys. They're so cute. Oh, look at the bob one. That one's a cute bob one. What have we got? Hang on. Where's my... I'll do my leader koala. I always like my leader koala. Still one of my favorites. And we've got... what else we got? Where's my... No, I don't have that. Oh, that's right, because I'm on WoW Challenges, not on Leader's account. That's why. I'm like going...
I put yours in there already.
Okay.
Your Leader Koala or your Pip, Vip, and Coffee.
Excellent. Because I'm like going, where's him? I keep forgetting. I'm not on the right account to do that. They're all so cute. All right, so we've still got... What have we got? 15 seconds. 13 seconds. There's so many. Yes, and the coffee.
Everyone shop leader has a coffee mug.
Coffee mug, yes. Coffee is my blood, as we all know. And there it is. Okay. Oh, hang on. Let's stop. Thank you, timer. Appreciate that. Okay. Let me turn that. Thank you, Nisi. That was fun. We're going to turn that off. There we go. Now you can all go back to normal. Yay! So that's a little bit of fun things. It's nice to see all the different ones. Okay. I also forgot one thing was to fix up the stream elements about the fashion show. Good one, Leader. I did everything else, guys. I did everything else. I forgot one thing. Oh, all right. So don't forget, like I said at the beginning of the show, I have done lots of fun stuff with these subscriber badges. So for those of you, you've got new little icons next to how long that you've done been subscribing. So, and they all work with the various challenges that we've got. Again, thank you, Ross, for sorting, getting those for me. I love them a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. All right. So I think we can just about start the thank yous. But I do want to say again to everyone for being here. 5 years has, it's been an amazing journey. Thank you guys for being here today, for listening, for supporting not only the WoW challenges, for the challenges themselves, but the show, the website, for all the things. It's truly appreciated. We do, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't be here doing this show. So Stone asked me a long, long, long time ago, didn't you, Stone? Hey, do you want to do this show with me? And I went, sure. And here we are, five years to the day from our episode one, Stone. Episode one. So I don't know if you remember that. Episode one was 29th of August, 2015. A little bit of nostalgia. Our very first guest was Rogue Slayer. And we've gone from that. So again, you know, there may be changes coming up. We will, I don't know. There's things and stuff, and I just want to have some fun, and what happens, where we go from here, we will see. But I just have to say thank you to everyone for again being here after the show. Yes, I am going to have a cupcake. I'm not going to have it because watching Lita eat on stream is not my idea of fun. But I will have a cupcake with my coffee after we're finished. So again, thank you. I have to say thank you to everyone for helping be here, for supporting, for those behind the scenes that help me in getting the show organized, Nisi, Chris, the mods for stepping in, for our guests that we've had so many guests over the years and repeat guests and all of that. Thank you for giving of your time. Truly appreciated. So I'm sure someone won't. Yeah, no. No, Stone. Don't. Yeah. Okay. On that note, let's wrap it up and say thank yous to our wonderful Iron Elites. Who have we got, Chris?
Well, and this is where Chris takes a little creative license and goes off topic for a moment and says, Lita, thank you for all the time, love, energy you have put into WoW challenges over the years. We appreciate you. We appreciate Stone, Stir, everyone involved over the years from the bottom of our hearts. Without you all, we would not have this wonderful community to celebrate and share what we all love doing. I love you dearly, woman. Happy anniversary.
Oh, you make me cry. Don't make me cry.
Love you dearly. You cry, I'll talk. All the Iron Elite. We have Aliandris Azilan. I'm gonna kill her name, and she is just the sweetest woman. Aveline Wynn. I know I killed that. I'm sorry, lady. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys 1985, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Iron Man Path, myself, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Scrolling, Ms. Miggy, Merz Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Olminia, Wynima, Zaya, and Zortz.
Thank you. I had to take a sip. Coffee resets the soul. That's
coffee, my new one. Is your blood.
It is. So, and again, as I I know I say this every week, guys, and I can't say this enough, but thank you to not only our Iron Elites for the contributions to help make the website go, keep it going, for all the things that you guys do, for just anyone playing the challenges, for being in Discord, for our guests that come on, for the retweets, for the likes, for the questions. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all of you for playing and giving the challenges a go. And that makes my heart super happy. So I'm going to get upset again. Crying, Lena. And you're allowed. Anyway, it's just to say thank you. Thank you so much for all of that. Now, not only for that, I have to say from Stone, Stir, and myself as the admin to this amazing community that we would like to, I always say huge thank you, but you guys don't realize our mods that we have are some of the most amazing people that I have encountered in all my time, especially playing WoW. They give freely of their time, whether it is to help me with something that's a tiny, it's for the big things, the little things. And I have to say, for our mods, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Truly appreciate everything that you guys do. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you guys, because without having you all here, you make my life so much easier. So thank you for all the things that you do. Okay, so truly appreciate all of you. To Elke, our queen of the code, thank you for the thing she is working through, all of the stuff. We are server transfers, working through code. She is sorting stuff. It might seem slow, but there's a lot of stuff that she has to work through. So we just let her do what she needs to do. And we've got to get this stuff all basically ready. We've got 2 months and well, basically a month and pre-batches here. So she is busy sorting that out. To you guys watching on Twitch here and to listening to the podcast, thank you for everyone in the channel today. It's appreciate you turning out for our fifth anniversary. A super special day. So thank you to those listening to the podcast. Thanks for being here. I hope that you've enjoyed it and can feel the celebration with us. So again, thank you for that. Now, we'll be back next week because we do like to do this every week. So we will be back Saturday, September the 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is what we do. Next week, we will be having a chat to Periton. Will be joining us. So super excited to catch up with him and see what he's been up to and how he's going. Because, you know, he's playing a pacifist. He's playing a pacifist, and I so want to hear how his journey's going. So super, super excited to talk to him on that. Now, don't forget where you can find us, which is wowchallenges.com. All of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels, it's all on the website. Okay. If you want to download the episode, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to send me an email, apparently the email has been fixed. You can send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. I will also give you can send one straight to me at leaderwow@gmail.com. So if you're unsure, it was a little bit balked this week. Apparently the emails weren't coming through to me at the podcast one, but Elke says that apparently it is now all fixed. But I'll give you both emails So if anyone needs to contact me, otherwise, get me on Twitter, get me through Discord. Just remember, I go back to work tomorrow. So if I'm a bit slow in responding, it's because I'm dealing with work again. Where did that month go?
Oh, that went quick.
I know, right? So yeah. Okay, so Chris, where can we find you, please?
I am in Discord as Chris W and Twitter as It's Chris W.
Excellent. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Okay. Last thank yous, please.
Last thank yous. Big, big, huge thank you to Mr. Bright on One for our intro. I am laughing every time I hear it. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our favorite outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again to Russ, thank you not only for the intro, which I think I love it so much. It makes me smile and laugh so greatly. Thank you for that. But also for our cute little sub badges. So cute. So thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. Alrighty, guys. Well, that's it. We've done the fifth anniversary show is over. We'll go back to normal next week. As normal as we can ever be.
I don't think we're ever normal.
Nah, we're never normal. That's exactly right. All right, guys. Well, seriously, thank you all for being here. Everyone have a great week. Please take it easy. Don't forget, if you've got any testing stuff, please get in contact with myself or Nisi, whoever you can get. Let the mods know, and we can go from there. But main thing is, in these crazy times that we have that is going on all around the world, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And love your family and your friends and keep them very, very close, because this is a truly precious and wonderful life that we have. So enjoy it. Play those games. Give those challenges a go, guys. Have fun with it. All right. We will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.